Some woman had left thousands of dollars for the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, and that was gone. A year before, I said, now next year we have our 25th anniversary, and we're going to burn the mortgage. We had taken up $20,000 to fix up the church. And so the brethren said, well, we better get out a mimeographed letter and make a plea for money. I said, we'll do nothing of the sort. God has paid all our bills up to now, and we're not going to dishonor God by unbelief. I remember the goo-goo eyes they made at me. They thought, well, you'll see. I did see, thank God. In the meantime, a woman who had been in our meeting only 3 times died. And before she died, she willed her thousands to the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. And when a letter came from a lawyer, I said, what in the world does he want? Well, here was the offer of all this money. And you know, a will is hard to read. There are paragraphs, first and second and third, and then there are clauses that are printed in fine letters. But here, I was deeply interested when the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church was named as the beneficiary. That was different. My heart leapt within me, praise God. And so we were able to pay off our mortgage. And you remember that night how our chorus, our choir under the leadership of Mrs. Gardner sang the Hallelujah chorus while I burned that mortgage on the platform. I believe Handel turned around in his grave. He never heard his Hallelujah chorus sung just like that under the unction of the Holy Ghost. It was done. God wants us to sing songs of praises. Hallelujah.